You're listening to SBS News.
Advocates for young people are calling for an overhaul of the youth criminal justice system to address staffing issues and institutional conditions. While national figures show the overall rates of young people in detention appear to be falling over time, it's still the case that half of young people in detention on an average night in the June 2021 quarter are Indigenous. Jesuit Social Services Chief Executive Julie Edwards has told SBS News when young people are remanded in custody, it can be a traumatising experience.
We think that the system overall is designed in such a way that's not conducive to young people's needs nor to creating a safe community for everyone. And there are some key directions where we think need to be taken in order to reform the system.
She says high recidivism rates indicate failures within the system.
We don't have a model that is strongly focused enough on the health and well-being of the children, and we are talking about children. So what we'd like to see, essentially, is the early prevention, early intervention strategies. When a young person does touch the criminal justice system, stronger diversion programs and support for them and their families to keep them out of the system. That does include restorative justice programs, but a range of other diversion programs that we'd like to see in place.
She says no child under 14 years should be incarcerated and children should not be placed in the adult custody system. The National Children's Commissioner, Anne Hollands, is concerned that children as young as 10 are ending up in detention. She says governments must act immediately to make sure children in custody are being treated well.
The evidence shows that locking up children does not stop crime. So we're actually also not keeping the community safer through this money, these methods that we're using. We're actually wasting public money. We need to be implementing approaches that have evidence of success to reduce youth offending.
She says a focus on rehabilitation would support young people when they reintegrate into the community. Commissioner Hollands is also calling for urgent action to help young people who have mental health issues.
This really goes to having a plan, a roadmap for reform that looks at the basic systems of support. I'm talking here about health system, mental health, education system, social services, including housing. You know, these systems need to be better designed to meet the needs of children and their families who are most at risk.
Victoria's Justice Department is investigating what happened when two youths allegedly escaped from the Malmesbury Youth Justice Centre over the weekend. Detective Inspector Julianne Goldrick from Victoria Police released this appeal at the time, but the pair have since been found.
These men are not believed to be violent. However, members of the public are advised not to approach either. Instead, contact 000 immediately.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has been asked about the Malmesbury facility, and he called the alleged escape incident concerning.
There'll be a thorough review of what occurred at Malmesbury. What I can say to you is that security at that place was like shoddy, doesn't cover it when we came to government. It was needed to be upgraded and was upgraded substantially. But let's find out. I want to know exactly what's going on there. And if there's further improvements, further things that need to happen, then Victorians can rest assured we'll get on and get that done.
A new youth justice facility is being built in Victoria, which the department says is included in its overhaul of the youth justice system. Also in Victoria, the independent broad-based anti-corruption commission IBAC this month recommended more work should be done to counter worries about how police engage with young Aboriginal people in the context of arrests. In response to the report, Victoria Police says it is expanding its Aboriginal Youth Cautioning Program, which aims to divert Indigenous young people from the criminal justice system. In a statement, the force says it is also improving its custody processes to include extra oversight and support for Aboriginal children who come into police custody. An in-person meeting of Attorneys General is to be held and access to justice is on the agenda. Federal Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says cooperation between the states and territories on law and justice is a priority. He adds that more regular meetings will drive national responses to legal systems, justice, as well as the safety of women and children. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.